This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hard to believe it's Sunday, July 9th, 2017.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Kim Jong-un warns Donald Trump he is pushing North Korea to the brink of nuclear war. That's the headline for the Daily Mail up on Infowars.com. We've got Trump's huge success over in Germany amidst all the communist Soros-funded groups running around and burning down cars and buildings and attacking people. We've got massive CNN caught in more fake news. We've got the Pope flipping out, saying world government's in crisis, saying the U.S. and Russia should not be allies. It's all coming up. But first, a very important report from John Bowne as the fake media tries to protect voter fraud. White House aide, the fake news complex is collapsing. Sebastian Gorka lays it all out. Trump tweeted, I'm extremely pleased to see that CNN has finally been exposed as fake news and garbage journalism. It's about time. Maybe fake news isn't the right term, but fraud news or criminal news. Trump also says, what are they trying to hide? Trump questioned states refusing to show voter ID information. You know why? Because Harvard this year has already done a study where they sampled 10,000 people randomly from voter rolls, and they found a percentage that if you compared it to the general election and voting rolls, it would be 5.7 million illegals that voted, not to mention people voting in the names of dead people. It's a well-known Democratic Party operation for 100 years or more. To keep the newspapers, to see who's died, to then go check the voter roll and then give those names. Normally about 10 people, 10 dead people, are given to each person that votes illegally, and they go around the different precincts, and that's what they do. The average is 10 times. We have Democrats on video in New York and D.C. and other areas, top-level Democrats, saying we're organizing the biggest fraud ever, F Trump.
Oh, like minority neighborhoods, like black neighborhoods and Hispanic neighborhoods?
Chinese, too.
Oh. Why do they do that? Just to get, like, more votes for Democrats? Or?
For themselves. They're all running for office.
Oh, yeah, for, like, their candidates? For when they're...
city assembly, for whatever. They get buses, they move people around.
And they almost stole the election. Five states were stolen. They almost stole six others. Homeland Security under Obama was trying to break into the computers, but the state officials stopped it. Obama's answer was to say, I signed an executive order federalizing the elections. And now Trump is trying to defederalize it. But all he said was, hey, states, share with me the voter ID rolls. And then we want to index this just with people that are dead. And people that aren't citizens, we can run it right through the computer. And they said, no way. 20 states that are still Democrat-controlled, all of them Democrat, said, no way, Jose. Now, I thought no illegals voted. I thought no dead people voted. And now more and more is coming out, even the Associated Press of Homeland Security, trying to break into the computers on election night. I mean, what do you think's going on when CNN was sampling 36 points? In some of their polls against Trump, they were adding 36 percentage points in and admitting it in their methodology. Of course, Hillary was winning by 67% when you add 30-something percent more on top of it. Because the real polls, the internal polls, the scientific polls, the big Google data polls, some of which were in the news, others of which I talked to high-level executives and high-level people in Congress and high-level folks in the CIA, Trump was 20 points ahead when he came out of that Republican convention. On election day, in an index of internal polls, he was 14 points ahead of Hillary. 14 points. Remember, I told you all this during the election. They have thousands of articles lying. Alex Jones says Trump's really 15 points ahead, 20 points ahead. But what happened on election day? He had such a mega landslide that despite all the fraud and everything they threw, he still won by the Electoral College. And that's why I root for Trump so much. He is totally for real.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company, from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
I am very, very proud of the fact that I've never worked for any government agency, never worked for a think tank, never worked for a large corporation. I have engineered InfoWars the last 22 years simply by trying to tell the truth, doing research, and working with the audience. And we now reach conservatively more than 45 million people a week that either tune in or watch the show. That's not counting readers and other folks that might just get partial pieces of what we're doing, but actual people tuning in to this radio / TV transmission, 45 million a week conservatively, one way or another. And there are now scores of other independent journalists out there, like Mike Cernovich and Paul Joseph Watson and Gavin McGinnis and others, that individually are conservatively reaching 15 million people a week each. Just yesterday, I went and counted up on Watson's four or five channels how many views he's had in the week. He's been partially on vacation this week, 16 million views. I went and counted up Cernovich's views, and it was over 11 million. That was on Saturday. I went and looked at what McGinnis was up to, and it was in the tens of millions. And that's just, again, if you look at a few of the channels, you have to add it all together in the aggregate. You have to go look at Watson's Facebook that has about five times the views of just one of his YouTube channels. And I don't say that up front to brag. I say it so the listeners understand we are the largest minority. The world is balkanized. The world is lots of different niche groups. Over 10,000 denominations of Protestantism. You've got hundreds of sects of Islam, 80% of it's Sunni. You've got all the different liberal splinter groups. You've got all the different 50-plus sexual persuasions. The world is balkanized. It's atomized by country, by population. And in a way, that's our strength, because one tyranny or one system can't take over. It's true diversity. It's true richness. But if you pull back, CNN's average show has about 100,000 viewers. Their top shows have about 500,000 to 600,000. And it's dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping. But getting back to the first thing I said, it's an illusion that mainstream media is even on its last legs. It knows that it's collapsed. It knows it's already totally compromised and totally discredited. It knows it's universally reviled, except by a very small group of mindless trendies who are complete losers and followers and don't know how to tie their shoelaces or wipe their hind ends without help, literally. I don't say that with pleasure. It's very sad how stupid they are. the reason I make the point that I'm very proud of the fact that we organically grew and never had big corporate funding, never had establishment support, because that's really the brass ring everybody's looking for, especially in the year 2017, now more than halfway into the year, on this Sunday, the 9th day of July 2017. Now, that said, the reason I raise that point is that because we are organic, we're honest. Take the term information war, info war. That's now what Hillary uses. It's what the Pentagon uses. It's what is discussed all over the media for the last few years. It's been the big buzzword. And why is it the big buzzword? Because they've been engaged, the criminal interests that have hijacked our country and much of the world, in information warfare against us. And so when I was studying what they'd done to us, the operations they were carrying out against us, and talking to people who'd been in Air Force intelligence and the CIA and the FBI, old retirees who were going down to city council meetings and stuff and fighting globalism, fighting gun control, they told me, son, you're engaged in information warfare against the enemy. Call it that. So I've never been in an intelligence agency. But basically what we've done with InfoWars is bring back what America was with a 2.0 spin on it to resist the globalist. And now I can chronicle where we've been first on almost every major story because we are actually doing the real research and not even following what mainstream media puts out or their talking points. They're designed to keep people in the dark and to put people in false paradigms. We're really tracking how governments run, how corporations run, how systems operate. And that's why InfoWars is the number one broadcast listened to at the Pentagon, in intelligence agencies, and in foreign governments, because they know why we're demonized at MSM. They know why we're attacked. It's because we're over the target, and we've provided the decompartmentalization into the public sphere, but also behind the curtain of government control that has allowed the internal debates to be triggered to now lead us to the point we are today. That's why the MSM hates InfoWars. It's why they demonize us. It's why they attack us. Because they know that you did get Trump elected. Alex Jones didn't get Trump elected. InfoWars doesn't get the credit. You, the audience that are informed and involved and symbiotically giving us info, you give us info, we give you info. We are the rebirth of Americana. We are the true melting pot. We are the true diversity. We are the true empowerment. We are the true renaissance that made America the apple of the world's eye. Not because we were perfect, but we were the best that had yet been achieved. And the globalists, the royalty, the robber barons, the monopoly men, they couldn't compete with that. So they've been trying to take it over and use that engine of success to dominate the globe while blaming free market for the crimes they've committed. But all of that is now being reversed, not in some overnight success story as it appears to be, but through long, laborious labor and action against the dominant corporate media 60, 70 years ago. But they're not dominant anymore, are they? And so understand, we are living in a magical, amazing, very positive time, but also extremely dangerous because the enemy is very, very scared and very, very desperate. Let me give you an example. 5 years ago, we had Tosh Plumlee, admitted CIA contractor, famous operative. We had Colonel Tony Schaefer on. We had a bunch of other guests on. And then 3 years later, Cy Hirsch came on the show and said, good job with your reporting. It's been dead on. Here's the evidence that our military, now 5.5 years ago, said, no, Obama, we're not going to back Al-Qaeda taking over Syria. We're not going to back the Arab Spring anymore. This is a setup with big foundations to turn radical Muslims loose and overthrow secular governments and kill Christians and non-radical Muslims. And our own military told Obama no. And for 5 years, there's been a stalemate where our military worked with Russia to take out the Al-Qaeda. Now, ISIS threat, it's almost gone. Only a few pockets left. And I told you then a deal had been made with Assad to step down and have elections once we forced al-Qaeda and ISIS out. Now, we are about to reach that point. And you saw Rex Tillerson on Friday in his press conference say agreements had been made. He didn't allude to the specifics, but that Assad would then prepare for elections and to leave next. And that they'd had those meetings with Russia, and that Russia agreed we needed ceasefires and to move towards that. I told you 5 years ago, super secret, classified information that I was allowed to give you. I'm not under intelligence agencies' control. People know I'm Americana. I tell the truth. I really love the country. I really am fighting for prosperity and freedom and security and good decisions. And so the very patriots in the government told you and you alone about the soft coup against Obama and about the deals that were made. And now you see on Friday exactly what I told you, certified and confirmed 5 years later. That's why they hate us. That's why they make up all these lies about what we say and what we do, because they're desperate you not tune in and actually find out what's really going on months, years beforehand. We're going to break down giant news on the other side.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer. I mean, if we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It is very, very refreshing to every few months see new activists, journalists, really arriving on the scene, many of which have already been laboring in obscurity for years, and just exploding in popularity with the general public, because that means our culture war of Americana, of free market, of common sense, is returning. And it shows in the marketplace of ideas we're really winning. Mike Cernovich will be joining us for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. The Council on Foreign Relations is writing big articles against him, calling for him to be shut down. Leo Zagami, another investigative journalist of over 15 years' work, who first exposed the gay orgies at the Vatican bust days and days before mainstream media picked it up. He also exposed the fact that the Pope's right-hand man was a procurer of young boys for sex slavery. He said that on my broadcast 5 years ago and again last year. Leo Zagami from Rome will be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. So the second hour is going to be jam-packed today. Because of that, we're not taking any calls, but I will be taking a lot of calls like I did last week, this week, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the weekday four-hour transmission. And again, next month, we're going to launch David Knight in the morning for 3 hours. That'll be announced the next week or so, the name of the show and more details. Then we're going to be launching broadcasts with Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, and many, many others. We've got so many people wanting to join and wanting to launch radio shows / TV that I have got my hands full. I'm not complaining, but we are right now trying to hire extra crew, get more people trained. We are certainly expanding our infrastructure. So thank you all for your hopes, your prayers, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com, because this is the house that you built. Okay. Let me break down the news that's coming up. We've never been closer to war with North Korea. It could trigger a worldwide thermonuclear war. But even liberal publications admit Trump doesn't have many choices left. We'll explain why coming up. We also have the media demonizing President Trump, saying he was Dr. No at the G20. Just like Ron Paul, he should know as Dr. No. Because he won't go along with the carbon taxes. He won't go along with the open borders to the Middle East. He won't go along with all the rest of the garbage they're pushing. And he won't go along with the G20 trying to vote to have the U.S. pay more dues to NATO and the U.N. So, yes, the old days of everybody deciding to dictate what the U.S. is going to do are over. Trump is negotiating a lot of good deals with China and Mexico and others, but they're reciprocal. They're reciprocal. Like Sergeant Hartman says in Full Metal Jacket, I bet you're the type of guy that would do you know what to somebody and not even have the common decency to give them a reach around. I don't mean to be gross here, but that's kind of what's going on here. Is America has been completely sold out. Our infrastructure is falling apart. We buy baubles from China. They build giant roads and dams while we destroy our dams. We sent Trump to the White House to not sell us out and not be a globalist. And now Trump's nationalists are triumphant after Europe trip. He's done two Europe trips and done exactly what he said he would do. That is all coming up as well. We saw massive rioting and looting in Hamburg after the meeting. And we saw the mayor of New York disgustingly going there and helping captain the rioters that were hitting citizens in the back of the head and burning cars and looting buildings and robbing family-owned grocery stores. So truly, truly disgusting activity going on there. We're going to be getting to all of those videos, many of which I've retweeted at Real Alex Jones. We've also got some really good news. Nancy Pelosi has basically won her leadership battle so far to remain the leader of the Democratic Party in the House. Chuck Schumer is still the leader in the Senate. These are horrible, disconnected, corrupt, filthy, anti-American elites that everyone hates, including Democrat constituents. But their arrogance ensures the Democratic Party will continue its horrible nosedive while we the people deal with the number one threat. And that is the Republican, blue blood, evil establishment, Paul Ryan and others. So that is huge news. And adding luscious cherry on top, ladies and gentlemen. Huffington Post, Breitbart, Associated Press are all reporting this delicious, fabulous piece of news. Sad Hillary Clinton pondering frontline role in midterm elections. That's right. She plans to general a counteroffensive against our D-Day operations and intends to send her panzer divisions to the Ardennes Forest led by Zeb Dietrich. Oh, excuse me. That's back to another tyrannical fight. I'm not talking about 1944. I'm talking about 2017. Excuse me. Sad Hillary Clinton pondering frontline role in midterm elections. Clinton has her eye on districts in which she defeated Donald Trump, according to a source. Yes, you mean the six states that she stole? The six she tried to steal. Got that flipped. Defeated Democratic presidential nominee. She stole that from Bernie. Wasn't the nominee. Hillary Clinton is considering her role in the campaign of 2018. Midterm elections, multiple sources told The Hill. Clinton, who has been a prominent figure in the Democratic Party for many years, having served as First Lady of the United States, a senator from New York, and a Secretary of State under Obama, who helped launch the Arab Spring, has already launched a PAC aimed at supporting Democrat candidates in the next year's election. Let's hope she's just not running a PAC to swindle a bunch of Democrats and keep the money like she normally does. Let's hope she's actually planning on captaining and honchoing and being the head ring wraith trying to execute that. That will be delicious. We've already seen a bunch of coughing fits when she emerges from her subterranean warrens and just doddering and stumbling around and spewing lies and blaming. She says InfoWars, Alex Jones commands the Russians. What's more ridiculous than the Russians causing a Trumpian landslide? I command the Russians, yes. Remember 2 weeks ago? And Podesta's come out and said the same thing. I don't know which one of them is right in the talking points, but it is some really good unintentional humor. So that's coming up. Here's another one. Queen Elizabeth hires her first ever black assistant. Yes, the Transylvanian royal house that poses as Germans, that poses the Windsors, who poses Brits. They are certainly, let's just say, well-known racists, so it's interesting and funny just to see that, because they're always pushing political correctness and everything else and everybody else. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with the big North Korea news. And then I'm going to get into this piece of news. Pope Francis decries very dangerous alliance between the U.S. and Russia. What about you being surrounded by little boy rapers, devil worshipers, pedophiles, and the gay orgies, buddy? You shouldn't be able to run anything.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me give you the really hardcore news. Kim Jong-un warns Donald Trump in a statement, he is pushing North Korea to the brink of nuclear war. This statement came after he said the day before that the ICBM that they fired successfully was a test package for a gift they want to give the United States, which is mass death and total destruction. They're also, quote, threatening to, quote, kill everyone in South Korea and kill everyone in Japan. And Japan is saying nothing, doing nothing to North Korea. They just sit there while Kim Jong-un, again, perfect dictator, third generational, never worked a day in his life, totally delusional, can hardly walk. He's so degenerate and so lazy. He's got a bunch of sycophantic psychos worshiping him. And that's the problem. I've talked to the experts that have been inside North Korea, the journalists, experts from the White House, a wide range of people. And they say Kim Jong-un, his father, Kim Jong-il, was partially under Chinese control. Under Kim Jong-un, it's way worse. China has no control. Last week, he threatened to attack China if they didn't stop sanctions against him. So he is completely delusional, completely out of his mind. He's killed most of his own family, including his brother. And it's just the classical Caligula spoiled brat in power mode. And he's got nuclear weapons, thanks to Bill Clinton. That's even in mainstream news. You can thank Bill Clinton and Hillary for transferring the missile secrets and the fissile material via the reactors and the fissile material to North Korea. So a lot of the media is trying to blame Trump for this. This has been brewing for years. There has been a ceasefire since the war went to a ceasefire way back at the end of the Korean War in July of 1953. It lasted 3 years. It killed 373,000 in South Korea, 229,000 wounded, 387,000 abducted or missing by the North, multi-generations living in slavery up there. And in North Korea, 1.55 million estimated. Total U.S. dead troops, 178,000, 32,000 missing. Amazing. Just think about the magnitude of this. And since the DMZ was set up in 1953, there's been some shelling and some bombing on both sides, and the North is routinely grabbing fishing boats and U.S. vessels and Japanese vessels and taking people to forced labor camps. I mean, it's what they do. And now, the country is unraveling. It's falling apart. China's put big sanctions on it. Russia has threatened military action. Russia shares a small border with it as well. And the isolated, delusional megalomaniac, he's now threatening to nuke everyone, testing missiles, and then wonders why we're doing joint drills, which we've always done, with the South Koreans. And his answer is telling President Trump, don't play with fire on a powder keg, close quote. We have nuclear weapons and we'll use them. You can read the Daily Mail quotes and his statement to Trump up on Infowars.com. Kim Jong-un has warned President Donald Trump about threatening North Korea. The North Korean despot oversaw the country's first ICBM launch last week. The U.S. responded to Kim's test live fire with live fire missile drills in South Korea. Here's the headline out of the Associated Press. Trump Asia allies seek counter to North Korea's menace. U.S. bombers carry out exercise in South Korea and show of force to the North. Do we wait till he loads a nuclear device on top of one of these missiles? Do we wait till he actually does it? Because Trump a month ago said, oh, North Korean leader's a smart cookie. Maybe he'll work with us and stop firing these missiles. Maybe we can get the sanctions off. Maybe he'll give up his nuclear program. Their response was to start shooting more missiles off and threatening to use artillery on South Korea's capital city. 8 million people, Seoul. So he's got the gun aimed at the world. He's threatening everybody. And as his weapons get more advanced, and as his missiles get more advanced, we're just sitting here while he threatens us, doing nothing. And Trump's saying our patience is running out, and his answer is to get more belligerent. He's the one. He's the problem. Another communist dirtbag, just like Cuba, just like Venezuela, with the left blaming Trump. Well, even Communist China is now against North Korea. Even Russia is against North Korea. And Trump has got Putin more and more coming in against North Korea, and China doing it as well in a stroke of diplomatic mastery. And now we have the Pope hooked in with the EU, with the globalist, saying it makes him nauseous, that's a close quote this year, in a major Catholic paper to hear about Europe's roots and not letting more Muslims in. This globalist pope firing all the conservatives, pushing sexual education on children. And now he says we have a distorted vision of the world because we're, quote, working with Russia, and it's a dangerous alliance. That's coming up at the start of the next segment. Then we'll look at the Catholic Church hijacked by this globalist and who it's really made an alliance with. Muslim immigrants must not assimilate, says progressive ally Linda Sarsour. That's a new quote. She was at a Hamas meeting last week and said, Donald Trump has her saying launch a jihad. Why hasn't she been deported? Why was she given $200+ million by George Soros? Why does she lead America's women's movement as a sick joke with USA Today having her put hijabs on women as a, quote, act of solidarity for feminists? Why is she on in a photo last week hugging the mayor of New York? She'd be stoned or executed in her Muslim countries for touching an unrelated man. But they come here to the lap of freedom, and then they piss all over it and complain and say, we're anti-Islam. No, lady, I can't move to your Muslim countries as a Christian. I'll be killed. You're the people that aren't open. You're the people that aren't inclusive. And you come here to an inclusive society, link up with the left, and get in all our faces and try to bully us into submission. It ain't happening. Now, that's a little bit heavy news. We've had over 6,000 memes, both video and images, sent to us. Part of the $20,000 contest that will end on Wednesday, we'll announce the winner by Friday, Paul Watson's running it, is that you post it to social media. So everybody who hadn't done that, be sure and do it, then send us your link. Incredible job. We are getting such amazing stuff. Obviously, it's not really designed for radio, but I'm going to play a few that are better. This is Bugs Bunny. They're controlling the conductor, and then Donald Trump as RoboCop coming into a liquor store while they're trying to kill him. And then we'll go to break, come back with all the big news. But here's some of the super meme contest against CNN that's taking the internet by storm. It's Trump's head on Bugs Bunny. Remember when he's got the conductor who's CNN, which shows he's playing him like a fiddle?
You did not build your business. Obamacare is free. Your children do not belong to you. Turn your guns. That wasn't bad. ISIS is good. It was pretty good. We love you. Just submit to us. Do what the Pope says. But he's not raping children.
Yes, number two guy. Running giant child kidnapping rings. All confirmed. No big deal, though. Just everything we said proven right. We have the guest who exposed it all coming up next hour. And then CNN puts out its full fight and is brought to its knees. The whole place collapses. You know what? Let's go out to break with RoboCop. We have just enough time. Let's play RoboCop. Here he comes into the liquor store. The guy shoots at him. CNN fires all their lies.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
I'm very proud. This is one of the entries. With thousands of these.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the North Korea situation is basically rotting on the vine, could drop any time. And we're going to have to be resolute if North Korea starts loading a nuclear weapon on top of one of those missiles or keeps threatening to nuke everybody. But it shows the projection of a mentally ill, psychopathic narcissist like Kim Jong-un, that he's the one threatening to vaporize the U.S., annihilate Japan, completely destroy South Korea. He's already enslaved and starved millions of his own people. That he's making all these threats and then wondering why U.S. forces and Chinese forces and Russian forces are all massing on his borders. Because you're getting ready to get taken out, bro. I've talked to people at CENTCOM. I've talked to people at Special Forces, Special Operations Command, all of it. The word is that the finger is on the trigger on North Korea. Because Kim Jong-un is waving a gun around in a crowded theater, aiming it at people, saying, I'll kill you, I'll shoot you. It's like guys that pull a gun on cops, and then the cops shoot them, and they go, the cops killed him. But then they admit the guy pulls a gun. But it's beyond pulling a gun. He's pulled it. He's shooting it off in the air saying, I'll kill you. What are we supposed to do?
Now, I've talked a lot about this, just like we told you that there was a big gay sex orgy at the main office of the Inquisition. That's the internal heretical police force of the Vatican. It got busted by the Vatican police itself. We told you first about that 3 days before it broke in mainstream news last week. We also told you from all our sources that Trump didn't meet with any Russians until he was president-elect, which is totally normal. And we told you Trump was meeting with the Russians to get dirt on Hillary and the $30-plus million that her and Podesta got for the uranium. Everything Hillary did, they blamed Trump with, as you now see. Well, the New York Times has it. Trump Jr. met with Russian lawyer to get dirt on Hillary. That is now in the New York Times. You can go back to our articles where we explain that's why they met. And that's why the Democrats are so scared. As Trump gets into office fully, now 6.5 months in, and as he gets his people in place, he gets his Justice Department in place, they've been fighting to keep that happening. It's taken Trump the longest of any president because they've been blocking him because they know. Now, the media is trying to spin it. Oh, see, proof of collusion. No, not during the election. After the election, yes, give us proof, give us evidence of the crimes. But they're trying to spin that like, oh, see, the Russians did help you. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Totally amazing. And then the FBI director had to admit Trump never ordered him to stop the investigation. Their whole thing is falling apart, and they're panicking, and they don't know what to do, so they're trying to spin it. Oh, look. Drudge asked the question, was Donald Jr. set up, though? Because we know the Russians have been playing both sides of this. President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., was promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton. President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., was promised damaging information about Hillary Clinton before agreeing to meet with Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer during the 2016 campaign, according to three advisors to the White House brief on the meeting and two others who acknowledged it. The meeting was attended by the campaign chairman, Paul J. Manafort, and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Mr. Manafort and Mr. Kushner only recently disclosed the meeting. No, Roger Stone talked about it here 3 months ago. Though not in content in confidential government documents described in the New York Times. The Times reports the existence of a meeting on Saturday, but in subsequent interviews, the interviews and others revealed the motivation behind it. The meeting at Trump Tower on June 9, 2016, 2 weeks after Donald J. Trump clinched the Republican nomination. And then you have Trump and his people later after he is president-elect also meeting, wanting more of the dirt. So this is how they're trying to spin a meeting after he got the nomination and after he was president-elect, as if he was trying to get them to manipulate the election with hacking in computers or getting into machines. All that's a fraud. When you hear them say the Russians hacked the election, you read the CIA report from this year, it never says any electronic hacking. It says RT had anti-Hillary stories. So, again, that's their spin. Trump's son met with a Russian lawyer after being promised damaging information on Clinton. Now this is breaking. We really should get Roger Stone on about it. See if we can pop in sometime in the next hour when those other guests are with us. Okay, let's continue now. Again, I already mentioned this good news, but I'm going to mention it one more time. Hillary Clinton's looking at leading the Democratic Party, along with Nancy Pelosi. And that whole gimmick where they claim it's about empowering women. Total chicanery. Total dog and pony show. The Hill is reporting and others that the Democrats say Hillary will be the face of the 2018 bid of the Democrats to try to retake Congress. Good luck with that. The problem is they do have election fraud. And that's why Alaska is now the only state to submit the voter data to the Trump election panel that they have requested to simply be able to run the names versus names of illegals and people that are known to be dead. They've already gotten 10,000 names from the last election from Harvard, and running that statistical analysis and comparing it to other data rolls, it shows evidence of 5.7 million people who were illegal or dead who had their names used to vote. That's Harvard 2 weeks ago.
We've already covered that ad nauseum, but it is simply incredible. Now, let me get to the Pope. This Pope is a Jesuit, a leftist, a globalist, who's firing all the conservative traditionalists. The Catholic Church at the top is unrecognizable from what its basic canons are in the Bible. It's simply put, incredible. You can type in, search it yourself. Pope Francis says talk of Europe's Christian roots makes him nauseous. Let in Muslims. We all worship the same God. Merge with Islam. Islam isn't compatible with Christianity. It never lets Christians operate in their countries unless it's small enclaves in Syria or Iran. And our government's trying to overthrow those. At least under Obama it was. So Pope Francis decries very dangerous alliance between U.S. and Russia. No, that's right. See, and I've told you, what's the new alliance? The U.S. and Russia, Christian countries, for free market against communist China, the EU, the Saudi Arabian Islamicist, and the Pope. That's the global axis of evil, collectivist combine, that wants carbon taxes, global government. It's allied with Hollywood, the big banks. That's the big dominant force against Russia that said no to going under globalism and teaching five-year-olds how to be trannies and everything else, and you know, exterminating the rest of their population with birth control. Russia is now more classically Christian than the Catholic Church has thought about in the last 100 years. It's Orthodox, of course. America's trying to come back with basic free market, basic non-self-destructiveness, and the Pope is panicking, the Pope is freaked out, and so the same Pope, the same EU, the same Saudi Arabia, all the same globalist interests are piled on trying to bring down the American recovery. Trump went right to Saudi Arabia and said, you cut it out or we're going to take you out. They've backed off. So the globalist alliance is starting to fall apart, and the mainstream media is falling apart. So their globalist alliance is on the skids. It's going over the edge. It's like a train over the side of a bridge. This is an amazing time to be alive. And then you've got the Pope, allied with radical Islam, Orthodox Islam, and Linda Sarsour, given hundreds of millions of dollars by Soros to lead feminism in America with a hijab on her face, supporting sexual mutilation, supporting jihad, speaking at Hamas last week. She said, when we stand up against Trump, we stand up against those who oppress our communities. Allah accepts that as a form of jihad or holy war. Deport her. There's a big movement for this. Let's play a clip.
And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning.
All right, yeah, that's right. It was all the Islamicists were actually for Hitler, ladies, so good luck. I mean, the entire Middle East was like 100% for Hitler, so in World War II, so good luck with that disinformation. But continuing, oh, she said, oh, are tyrants in the Middle East. She supports the overthrow of Assad. She supports the Arab Spring and putting radical jihadists in control. See, George Soros funded. That's why he funds her. I mean, what a horrible, monstrous, pig-like tyrant. And now, we've got more video coming up of her. She says, we must not assimilate. Of course, you make us assimilate. You make us submit to Allah. You make us assimilate. You make us kneel. Infowars.com/... Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.